Hello and welcome to Coffee with Cindy, a weekly devotion to strengthen and encourage you. Here is your host, Cindy Lauterbach.
Today, I want to talk to you about not giving up. Regardless of your situation, your circumstances, we're told in the Bible to never give up on God. Giving up, what does it sound like? It sounds like, I don't want to do this anymore. I've lost hope. I don't believe things will ever change. I've waited too long, and I'm tired of waiting. I don't even know what I believe anymore. Do any of these phrases sound familiar? Have you ever said any of them? And what are the reasons that cause us to think about giving up? Suffering, sickness, lack of purpose, fear of failure, that we won't be good enough, that we'll make a mistake, feelings of discouragement, lack of support, exhaustion, negative past experiences. I could go on and on and on. At some time or another, we all have had feelings about giving up. So why haven't we given up? Could it be because we didn't stop attending church, where we're encouraged as we stand together singing songs, proclaiming who God is, holding fast to the confession of our hope in Christ without wavering, finding people of like faith? Or maybe is it because we didn't buy into the excuses to stop serving others, looking not only to our own interests, but also to the interest of others? Or maybe because we haven't stopped reading God's word. We haven't stopped clinging to his promises, believing and trusting him. Whatever the circumstances, our circumstances might not change, but God's word will change us as we keep our eyes fixed on him. You know, every year, Matthew West, he chooses a mission statement that he refers to all throughout the year. This year, his theme is, Don't Stop Praying. His newest song is titled, Don't Stop Praying. And it's for anybody who's ever felt like giving up or losing their faith. He says, we've all been to a place where discouragement can make us wonder if God really hears our prayers. Don't Stop Praying reminds us that God hears our prayers. And just because we haven't seen the answer yet doesn't mean he's not listening. Here are the words. What's your impossible? Your, I need a miracle. What's got you barely hanging on by a single thread? What looks so hopeless now? What weighs down your heart with doubt? You beg for a breakthrough, but no sign of breakthrough yet. When you've cried and you've cried till your tears run dry, the answer won't come and you don't know why. And you wonder, if you can bow your head even one more time, don't stop praying. Don't stop calling on Jesus' name. Keep on pounding on heaven's door and let your knees wear out the floor. Don't stop believing because mountains move with just a little faith. And your Father's heard every single word you're saying. So don't stop praying. He's close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The Alpha and Omega knows how your story ends. Don't stop. Don't stop praying. Oh, don't stop praying. Don't stop praying for the prodigal. Don't stop praying for the miracle. Just don't stop praying that addictions end. Don't stop praying for deliverance. Oh, don't stop praying for the sickness healed. Don't stop praying for his power revealed. No, don't stop praying that his will be done. Don't stop praying. Don't stop calling on Jesus' name. Keep pounding on heaven's door. Let your knees wear out the floor. Don't stop believing because mountains move with just a little faith. And your Father's heard every single word you're saying. So don't stop praying. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 tells us to pray without ceasing. In Luke 18, verse 1, Jesus shares a parable that encourages us to always pray and not to lose heart, to never give up. I don't know what you're up against, what you're waiting on God for, but I do know this. He knows what you need, knows every detail regarding the prayers you have prayed, and is able to do exceedingly abundantly all that we ask, think, or imagine. He is for you, not against you. He is with you. He goes before you. I also know that before a word is on our tongue, He knows it completely. He knows and He will deliver. God knows when we sit, when we stand. He's familiar with all our ways. So don't stop praying. God hears every syllable of every word you've ever prayed, and He promises He will work everything out for His glory, in His time and in His way. Trust Him today.
Thank you for joining Cindy for this week's devotion. We hope that you were encouraged and that you subscribe on your favorite podcast provider. We look forward to getting together with you again next week.